The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
Hello, my name is Farah.
This is Michelle Wright.
Hi, folks. This is Mark C. Maxton.
Bonjour. This is Jody Gaffney.
Hi, this is George Leach.
Hey, this is Derek Miller, and you're listening to CKRZ.
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 100.3 FM.
The voice of the Grand. Yeah.
Any comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ FM.
To share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. But all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for making CKRZ a part of your day. I'm Al Sue, and with us right now, we have Anita Horvat and Tawny Wilson, and they are both from the Youth Lodge here at Six Nations, of course, a part of the services that they offer through Gunokwa Shraw. Good morning, ladies. How are we doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a lot colder than what I was yesterday.
Well, that's good.
So tell us a little bit about the role that you guys play over at the Youth Lodge, and what is actually the title of the Youth Lodge itself, and what does it mean?
So my name is Tawny, and I am one of the supervisors here at the Youth Lodge. And the Mohawk pronouncing for the Youth Lodge is Jijungwa Denjo Anuwala Lasune, which translates to my home on Turtle Island.
Ah, awesome. That's pretty good. So for those of our listeners that aren't familiar of where you guys are at, how do we find the Youth Lodge?
Okay, so good morning, everyone. My name is Anita, and I'm currently one of the Youth Lodge supervisors. So for anybody wondering where the Youth Lodge is located, the address is 35 Sunrise Court here in Ashwegan, and that's actually right behind the Social Services Building.
Now, is there a difference as to how many youth are able to reside at the Youth Lodge at one time because of the pandemic? Or is that still the same?
So usually Youth Lodge, we have a max capacity for 8 residents. But during this time of COVID-19, we have modified the resident capacity based on the World Health Organization standards. And for right now, the max capacity is 4 residents.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of people are doing that. What is the maximum age that one can be in order to reside at the lodge?
So our clients here at the Youth Lodge are ages 12 to 18 years old.
Ah, I see. Now, does the Youth Lodge accept both male and female?
Yep, so Youth Lodge is a co-ed 8-bed facility providing support to youth males, females, and as well as we support youth part of the LGBTQ2S+ community.
Outstanding. And what's the process for one to be able to lodge at your program?
So what that process looks like is a parent or guardian or the youth themselves if they're over 16 years old, can make a phone call to the Youth Lodge and let staff know that they would like to begin the intake process. And staff will guide them through all of the steps for the intakes, and all of our intakes are based on assessment.
Uh-huh. Do youth have to share rooms, or do they get their own space?
So at the Youth Lodge, we have three bedrooms with two beds in it, as well as two of the bedrooms that have one single bed in there. We do keep same genders in bedrooms together when all single bedrooms have been occupied. But definitely based on the need of the youth as well as assessment, we accommodate the decision on bedroom placing.
Hey, is it true that you guys gotta actually have a classroom over there?
Yes, we do. We have, as a part of the Youth Lodge, a Section 23 classroom, which is a part of the Grand Erie District School Board, and it services residents who reside in the Youth Lodge, as well as residents, as well as students who reside in the community. And this classroom supports high school students who are struggling in mainstream classrooms. And our Youth Lodge class here has one teacher along with a child and youth classroom counselor. And currently during the time of the pandemic, we have our classroom is running with alternative situations. So our students are still receiving support, but not physically attending class.
Yeah, a lot of people, the kids are either doing their stuff through the mail or electronically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, question about the kids having work. I know some of our youth work at the gas stations and whatnot, doing odd jobs. But what if you have a resident there that's not working? Is there any way that they can make an allowance?
Yep, absolutely. So part of our programming through the week, every Friday is our self-evaluation time where the resident has a chance to have a one-on-one session with one of the counselors to self-evaluate their behaviors throughout the week. So based on assessment of the week's behaviors and contributions for helping and respecting of staff and other residents, that's what would determine the amount that the resident would receive for allowance every Friday.
Oh, awesome. Are your youth able to have their cell phones on them while they're there?
So within our facility, we do allow residents to have access to their cell phones, but it's at specified times throughout the day. But yes, they can have access to their phones.
Oh, awesome. And are they able to sign themselves into the lodge? Or do they you need like a referral or anything like that?
So as Tawny did mention, so a youth would have to be 16 years old or older to sign themselves into the Youth Lodge. And it would have to be that initial intake process of a phone call that would determine, you know, the need and assessing if the Youth Lodge is an appropriate fit for the youth. So we would go over the program outline, the expectations, the rules, the support that they also have to have the youth, you know, self-evaluate if this is the place for them.
Okay. So what kind of activities and programming do you have for the kids?
So the Youth Lodge focuses on programming, outings, and activities with the goal of keeping the youth engaged while having fun and learning, incorporating Haudenosaunee teachings and guidance. This includes offering land-based outings, activities such as medicine walks, crafting, fishing, and gardening.
So how difficult has that been for you guys because of the pandemic?
So knowing that many places have been closed during the time of pandemic, we've kept in mind of being mindful of constantly engaging with the youth. So whether that's on property, having a bonfire, whether that's going in the bush for walks, as well as lots of crafting and art therapy, even going for car rides, looking, you know, out the window, anything that's keeping them engaged, as well as every day of the week, you know, there's a different different programming with a different theme. So we're constantly teaching the youth life skills here, as well as teaching them healthy coping during this time of COVID, as in, you know, it does bring fear for the residents as well.